Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
We are here per usual, dishing on all the latest in entertainment news. But before we do that, we have to say hello to the crew in Atlanta.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Because Chewie's here. Hey. Let's say hola.
Hi.
Hola. All right.
Hola.
A little spice on it.
Hola. You spice.
Now, if you look, I see Portia's out and Gary's out, but our good friend, the lovely, the talented Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court is in the house.
Yeah.
There she is. So later in the show, Andrew Freund, he was on the red carpet at the Tyler Perry Gala.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of A-listers out there. We're talking Whoopi, Halle Berry, Samuel Jackson, Tiffany Haddish.
Wow.
Judge Lynn Toler.
Okay. Okay.
But first, Heidi, what do you got?
Well, it looks like the beef is heating up between T.I. and Iggy Azalea. Oh, my God. This is bad. These two are going to war after T.I. recently did an interview claiming Iggy tarnished his legacy. That's what he told reporters. Now, this is what he said. I'm still actively looking for another female rapper who can undo the blunder of Iggy Azalea. That is the tarnish of my legacy as far as being a music executive is concerned. To me, this is like when Michael Jordan went to play baseball.
Damn. What?
That's bad, y'all. That's bad.
But how would is it a mistake when she made all that money?
She didn't make that much money. I do believe she had one hit single.
So now Iggy Azalea sees this, and she heard what T.I. said, and now she tweeted, which is now deleted. She was like,
of course.
Right. So this is what she tweeted. Imagine thinking I was his biggest blunder. Tip, sweetie, the tea I could spill on what bullshit this is, but at the end of the day, I think people can see it's clear he's salty. He's a huge misogynist and has never been able to have a conversation with any woman in which he doesn't speak like a fortune cookie.
Wow.
Is he embarrassed by her now?
I don't
what did
get
she
it.
Do?
You know, she was never able to latch on and get a second thing. Other things kind of transcended what her music was. Uh-huh. She started modeling a little bit. Then there was that weird back and forth with Azalea Banks. Mm-hmm. And then, like, her personal life, you know, kind of overtook what her music was. And, like, you know, her biggest hit was her first song.
And that was it.
And, yeah, she couldn't chase it or top that.
So is that would that be like if I was a music producer and I signed Chumbawamba? And they had the one great hit.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
Chumbawamba was my biggest tarnish on my entire music. Okay.
But if you get knocked down, you better get up.
Yeah. Reinvent. That's right. All right, y'all, moving on. Now, we all know how much Jenny Mai has been raving about her newfound love with Jeezy. On a recent episode of The Real, Mai got teary-eyed while comparing her new relationship with Jeezy to her marriage to ex-husband Freddie Hardy's. Take a look.
I'm not blaming my ex for the things that he barely came through to do. I was just like, when you say, oh, good for you, you did that documentary, or that's cool, then I'm like, great, he supports me. Awesome. That, to me, is now my standard of support. I didn't know for two things. I didn't know until, honestly, my new relationship that even something as basic as... Oh, my God. I'm not crying to feel bad for me. I'm just like,
it's okay, touchy. It's okay.
But, like, even something as basic as, like, at his birthday party, he left to go... Like, left his birthday party to drive me to the airport to Atlanta. And I was like, yo, I can Uber. Like, I Uber my whole life. I've Ubered through my marriage. I'm good. And he was looking at me like, are you crazy? Like, I need to see you off. I'm going to drive you to the airport.
Can I say this?
Yes.
This
is true. Say it,
dudes
say it,
are
say
always
it.
Cool in the beginning.
Judge, come on! No! Stop that!
She knows. I've been married 31 years. Love my husband.
husband. Good dude. This is a poor, but in the beginning, you know, he's standing at the door with flowers. You know, it was that Russian love thing. You know,
But is Biggie putting you in an Uber right now?
Nah. He didn't say that. No. Come he on, won't he... even let me fill up my gas tank.
Oh, that's what's up. I love that.
I may have to pull back my criticism. The brother is pretty good. Shivery ain't dead.
Wait a minute.
All right, y'all, it's time for another First up, we got rapper singer Lil Nas X. Now, he recently broke the news to fans. He's taking a little break from music to enjoy some time and the fun and the sun. And he's giving fans a sneak peek of how creative he is with sand. Do y'all think this is a thirst trap or not?
I think it's a sand trap.
Absolutely. Heidi Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
So I'm trapped up in the sand. Yeah. Sorry.
I got sand up in my booty. Yeah.
So is he thirst trapping? No thirst trapping? What is he doing?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a thirst trap. I think it's cute.
I think he's thirst trapping. I just don't know what it is.
I'm still trying to figure out if he's actually buried in the sand trying to come out or like if he's like laying on his side. It's a lot going on. The shadows is weird.
And finally, we have this photo that made my heart skip a beat from Angela Simmons. She posted this photo on the gram wanting me wanting Cheetos for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert, y'all. Look at this. Is it a hunger trap?
Well, as Chester Cheetah once said, I.
Oh, my God.
How? Yo.
That's a lot.
This thing actually exists in two categories. It is a thirst trap, and it is also food porn at the same time.
At the same time.
I would have Cheeto dust all over thighs. I'm just saying.
I think this is a thirst trap.
It is a thirst trap because the jacket matches the bag.
I think
there's too much thought process. What are the odds that you're going to have a Cheeto-colored jacket?
Right. It wasn't like, oh, I was eating Cheetos, like, had to take my pants off.
And someone got this random picture of me.
First trap, yeah. All right, so this past weekend was the grand opening of Tyler Perry's studio in Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. Give it up. There was tons of celebrities there, but you know what? There was one celebrity in particular that we absolutely love. Check this clip out.
Now, you're no stranger to this studio.
No, I am. I've been taping here for 2 years, so we have done 2 seasons here at this studio.
And what do you make of Tyler Perry's studio, Lynn?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's just... It's the scenery, the history, all of it. It used to be a Confederate Army base. The irony. You gotta love it.
Hey, there we go. Let's get real here. Who are you looking forward to seeing? A lot of big names are coming.
Everybody that I know is coming other than me, I find interesting. So I'm excited to be here.
What is the first thing you're gonna say to Oprah tonight?
Hopefully not that.
I love it.
That would be me. I mean, if I met Oprah, I would be like,
I was the whole night. I was just looking around, like I was a tourist. It was just unbelievable. Yeah. Everybody, Sam Jackson, Chris Tucker, Oprah, the Clintons came.
Yes.
Jay-Z kind of stepped on the back of my heel, and I was like, what? And it was like, Jay-Z, okay. Wow. My heel will be all right. I had my whole shoe. It's unbelievable.
As famous as you are, this is still all new to you, huh?
Freaking me out. I took up residence right at the opening after, because I was the first one down the red carpet, because they do the heavyweights at the end. I took a chair right at the end of the red carpet and watched everybody else
come. Wow. I love that.
I was like the tourist that I was.
I know that's right.
Judge, how was the food, Judge? How was the food? I want to know.
Everything was crazy.
After what?
You get off the runway, they had a shoe check for the ladies. You show them the shoe size.
What did they
and
give
the
you?
Thing, and they gave you golden slippers.
See, that's
I mean, and
how
then we
do
walked
it.
Down from studio to studio, and when you got done walking from studio to studio, they had your shoes ready for you.
I guess Tyler would know the pain the women go through with women's shoes.
I mean,
after Madea, he's like, I gotta get them slippers. They can't walk in heels all night.
Who was the best smelling male celebrity?
Good question.
Chris Tucker.
Ooh. Really?
Because he hugged me the tightest. So a nose got the closest. Yeah.
Do you smell the smells coming out of my pores?
Bitch, you gotta hug the out. Yo, coming up next, we got a whole lot more from Tyler Perry's star-studded event, so pull up.
Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, the
did you know that your scent is a way of leaving your mark?
Yep. I know everywhere Brat goes because she always smells amazing and she leaves it in the room.
I have to give some credit to Scentbird, though, because Scentbird allows me to try different fragrances every 30 days for a fraction of the price that I normally pay for a whole bottle.
Now, Scentbird has over 600 designer brands to choose from, and that's a lot. So I decided to try a new brand every month. And this month, I'm wearing Robert Graham. And next month, I'm going to try Mercedes-Benz. That's right. Mercedes has a cologne.
Okay, Scentbird also has skincare and wellness products. If that sounds like a lot, it's okay. Scentbird will help you pick a fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more.
And we have an exclusive offer for all our viewers. You can get 30% off your first month today, and that's only $10 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/dishnation. Also, use my code DISH for 30% off your first month.
Again, that's scent, S-C-E-N-T, bird.com/dish for you to try your first cologne or perfume for just $10. Sign on, smell amazing.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here on the red carpet at the gala opening for Tyler Perry's new studio, getting ready to talk to all the stars. Okay, talk to me about being here and celebrating your friend Tyler. What does it mean to you?
It means that I'm going to be a part of history. I'm going to look back on this and I'm going to say that I was there, I witnessed, I saw, I talked to Dish Nation.
Dish Nation!
And I felt fairly comfortable in my heels.
Tyler had a dream that was bigger than most. He keeps finding ways to realize that dream, to make it come true.
What does having a stage mean to you?
I don't know. I've never had one before, so I've not given it any thought.
Are you gonna make sure it stays clean and make sure everything's good with it?
Do I look like the maid?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, then it's probably not gonna be my job to keep it clean. Just saying.
The day is here. You've been building this thing. You've spent a lot of money. What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me? Tonight means about inspiration. And tonight means how many people can I inspire? How many people can I cause to dream bigger?
How are you going to pace yourself party-wise? Because I know you like to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this seems like a swanky thing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to drink a lot of water.
Okay.
I always do that anyways. Okay. I drink a gallon a day as it is. That's how I keep my skin away.
I mean, it's flawless.
You know, I'm really 100 years old. But that water keep you young.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drink water. Then I'll probably have a vodka, then some more water,
okay.
Then another vodka, then two waters,
okay.
Then two vodkas, then four waters, pee.
These fools told me to rap for my book.
Yeah.
So I tap, tap, tap for my book.
Yeah, yeah.
Red lips for my book. Titties and hips for my book. That's a knot. I hit a high. No for my book.
Okay, to my left is Oprah Winfrey. To my right is Anita Baker. Up above is heaven, but right now this might challenge that right now.
Oh my God, Hall with the sound bite.
Dropped it.
Oprah. Hey, Oprah, Oprah, Oprah. Oh my God. Oprah just walked right by me. I missed
her. She amazing.
I saw you try, though. It was a valiant effort, and she looked at you. She noticed you.
Did you speak with her?
No.
It didn't happen?
And she noticed
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. Is it enough just to get a glance from her?
No. Patty, what is in that purse of yours? What's in there?
Habanero peppers.
What?
Hold up.
I want to see them.
You know what?
Can I have one of those mints?
Yeah. Take it. She took my peppers out. Honest to goodness, I had my peppers to season my food. I had a red one and an orange one. I swear to goodness.
You're not lying.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, the mint tastes really good.
I know.
Oh my, you know what? This mint tastes like a pepper.
It is.
It tastes right. like a pepper.
It should. The peppers were in there.
I want to know the last thing you two Google searched. I'll start with Lynn.
The address of the studio.
How about you?
I did the handwork for that. I did the actual Googling, and she told me to do it. So it was a team effort.
Yeah, what was the last thing you Googled?
How to get pregnant faster. Was that a little...
Who are you going to dance with tonight? Who do you want to dance with?
Everybody. I'm starting with Beyonce, then going to Cicely Tyson, and everybody. Just everybody.
Thanks, man. Congrats. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, Holly, talk to me about your friend Tyler, and what's something we would be surprised to know about him?
You want me to tell you something surprising about him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never going to do that.
Okay, fine.
I keep secrets.
Okay, so that's good. So you're a secret, so I can trust you with my secret.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me one right now. You didn't get Oprah?
What? You're not supposed to say. I thought you keep secret.
I keep Tyler's.
Okay, valid.
Dish Nation. You hear my music? That's me taking vocal classes right there. But I'm a little congested because of the weather. But Dish Nation, 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 Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, we just watched all that black excellence on the red carpet, mm-hmm. but there's one interview with a celebrity that they forgot to show, and they're dishing a little tea about one of our friends. Let's take a look.
JD, I want you to tell me something about our girl, Brat. What would we be surprised to know about Brat?
One day, I took Brat to the mall, and she wanted this watch. And I wasn't really there to really get the watch. I was just in the mall doing, I don't know what I was doing, but she wanted it so bad. And she almost laid in the floor like a little kid. And I said, this is why you have this damn name. You are really a brat.
Would you shut up?
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Your big brother.
I'm so tired of y'all doing that to me. Andrew Freund. You're not my friend, Freund.
Did you get the watch?
I did.
And he got it for you? Now, did you really lay on the floor and, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, you know, throw a little tantrum?
I did.
I ain't gonna lie, it happened, right?
Did you kick your feet around and flail a lot?
I screamed and kicked and made noise and embarrassed him, and I didn't
care. That's crazy.
I wanted that. It was a Mickey Mouse watch from the Disney store. And it looked like a Rolex.
Wow.
I was only like 17, maybe 16.
He told it all, too.
He did.
He did.
Snitches get stitches, JD.
All right, to see the extended versions of all our red carpet interviews, go to dishnation.com. Ahorita, do that.
All right, y'all, moving on. If you're a performer of any type or an athlete, you're more than likely to have a ritual of some sort. So to get yourself ready to do your thing, what do? Well, actress Kristen Bell revealed in the November issue of Women's Health magazine that she gives credit to carbs for her acting success. That's right. Kristen says that her mid-morning snack is a bagel, and it actually enhances her ability to memorize the lengthy scripts at work, and she couldn't memorize 11 pages of dialogue eating spinach and chicken.
See, now I feel like carbs are really having the opposite effect
on
my career.
Really?
I just ate some macaroni and cheese and I can't stay woke. still here?
I'm down with Kristen Bell, though. I got two Krispy Kreme original glaze every morning. They know to leave it there for me.
Wow.
Gotta have it.
No more.
So I gotta ask you, Brad, head crack, do you do something before the show to prep? Do you eat a carb? What do you do?
I kind of pace back and forth like a crazy person and start shadow boxing.
It's really weird. I get very nervous. I pray and I sweat and it's just bad. I get very nervous.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
I've seen you in concert many times, Brett, and you do put on a great show. You are amazing on stage.
And you want to give the best show and you want the people to love it and you want them to, you want them to sing all the songs. You want them to feel like that you gave a good show. And
please don't let me have pit stains, Lord.
Please.
No pit stains.
Like what?
Made his stay on thou hip. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Woo! What up?
All right. You're going to love this. This has got to be the dumbest robber in all of history. This guy attempted to rob a hotel in Kentucky for cash and got the shock of his life when the front desk employee turned the tables on him. Take a look. Get it, girl. Go, 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 go.
She goes for it.
Get the gun.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yo. That dude is lucky and dumb at the same time.
Well, it turns out the robber was a young man by the name of Corey T. Phillips, and he was arrested the next day during a traffic stop.
Damn.
Yeah, so they did get him.
They got him. They got the guy.
Practice a little bit if you're going to do that. Right. Keep your gun in your hand and know how to scoop your money. Scoop your money.
You're supposed to have them put the money in the bag for you.
Yeah.
Judge Lynn, you live in Arizona. In Arizona, it's legal to carry a weapon.
On your hip. People will have them strapped on your hip in the grocery store.
Is it a polite society?
I mean, everybody's either, you know, it's like we have a lot of gray society and a lot of old folks and then, you know, young folks and stuff. I don't go into that strap-on time, but...
Wait, what?
Enough about Heidi's sex life.
I'm so sorry.
I fell down.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.